shit started.
All right, let's get it started. Hey. Hey, guys. Welcome to In These Streets.
Yeah, again, we're back.
We are back. This is Krista.
Miranda.
We have a special episode for you guys today because we are recording this out at Pride Weekend in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, shout out.
Hey. So we have a few people that are coming on to talk about their experiences and how much they enjoy Pride and what Pride means to them.
Yes.
So I hope that you guys enjoy this just as much as we are recording it.
I'm not going to lie, I'm drunk as shit.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We've been drinking. Let's be real. We've been drinking for a good minute.
A little bit.
Yeah. I started drinking vodka at 8 o'clock this morning. It is cool. Now, what? 2:30?
Almost
2:45. I know. It's a little bit late. But anyways.
Let's get this shit started.
I know. Let's get this started. So our first guest today. His name is Jordan. Say hi, Jordan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Oh, we got two people. We got Ryan, too. You want to say hi, Ryan?
What's up?
Yes, and happy Pride, you guys.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Yeah.
But so we just want to sit down and have a conversation with you guys. Like, my first question would be, what does Pride mean to each of you?
You want to go first?
Who wants to go first?
Pride means so much to me. I kind of lived most of my life in the closet. I would say a good 2/3 of it. Pride is just like that one moment, though, that you can come out and be who you are, be yourself for once. I think it's kind of developed myself personally into someone more accepting of myself instead of just being someone that is trying to please other people and their expectations in life. So I think Pride is just that one time of the year, even like throughout the year, that I can kind of look into Pride and say, hey, this is who you are. This is who you're going to be. And don't be afraid of showing yourself to other people. And I think that's what kind of Pride is for a lot of people, including myself. So I just love it. I love that
that's
we
awesome.
Come together and just be unified and not have to worry about what you look like, where you come from, and you can just be yourself.
Yes, that's awesome. So awesome. You said that currently you live 2/3 of your life not out?
No, I'm sorry. 2/3 of my life in the past.
In the past,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, I've only met you out. So.
Sometimes, though, there is that one foot in the closet, you know? You
yeah.
feel like you have to, you know.
You have to walk the line.
Your boss or you have, you know, at work and you can't just be who you want to be all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With your family, like my family knows everything, but I feel like I still have that foot in there just to like please them because I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Yeah.
But you have to get to a point of being like, this is who I am, you know, this is who I'm going to be. And
you accept it or you don't.
Yeah. I'm not going to be someone different because this is the way that you picture me.
Yeah.
You know, even though it might disappoint you and your expectations. And I love you, and I love you, mom and dad, because right. This is the way you want me to. But yeah. I'm gonna do my best to be who I'm gonna be, and I hope you accept and love me no matter what.
We love you for it.
We love you definitely, Ryan. So how about you, Jordan?
For me, Pride is definitely a lot of the things that Ryan touched on. You know, it's a lot of being proud of who you are and where you've come from. It's mm-hmm. We as an LGBT plus community, where we've come from, as well as personally your own personal journey, because like Ryan said, I spent I guess about 2/3 of my life as well in the closet. My family is super Southern Baptist, and I was in church every Sunday morning, Sunday Amen. evening, youth group, all of that kind of stuff. So it was very not accepted to be gay with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so in my head about all of that and so based in the Southern Baptist culture that I'd really almost fooled myself that I was just like
straight.
going through like temptation, and it was just like a like Satan
just
kind of
phase.
Thing. Yeah, it was a phase. Yeah. It was something if I prayed hard enough, it would go away. And
pray away the gay.
It doesn't
work. Yes, you cannot pray away the gay.
Yes, anyone listening, that is not a real thing.
No.
So
you cannot pray away the gay.
No.
But no, so like Pride is really for me a celebration of how far I've come. You know, from the person who was so scared of being outside of the norm and the background that you grew up in, to really just embracing and celebrating all of the things that really make you who you are and give you that power. You know, like, yes, if we tap into our own self, our own personhood, mm-hmm, it is the most powerful thing in the entire world.
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
I agree with you.
I totally agree with you. That was beautifully said.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just like about to cry.
I know. So what would you say, I think, in your everyday, like talking to someone who might listen to this, what would be like something that you struggle with the most? Like,
want to go, Ryan?
You want to go?
I don't know. Just kind of where we live and the geographically, mm-hmm, you know, you live in a place where you're not sure, can I talk to this person? Will they accept this about me? And I don't know. It's just one of those things that you just have to.
There's still a little bit of a need to kind of have a presence about you in certain areas, right? Right.
Like kind of walk the line of like, you're not sure.
Right.
And it's like, is it worth anything that might, right, come, you know, from
you
it?
Just have to, I feel like sometimes you have to fill it out. Even, yeah, it's kind of, mm-hmm, sad that we have to do that. Like,
yeah,
oh, should this person accept me or whatnot? And I think a lot of my job, mm, in that area, like, do I come to this person and tell them all about me, and do they accept me? Will they accept me in this? Mm-hmm. Or is this going to hinder me from like progressing, mm-hmm, in my position versus like them thinking me like, oh, you're just gay or whatnot. So,
yeah.
Have you found that to be a problem at like any of your workplaces or anything like that?
I would say no, just because I've been very like cautious, I think, mm-hmm, personally. Now some people are very like open, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm kind of jealous that they could be that way, because I grew up very like conservative, and, mm-hmm, like my family was very conservative, so I had to be quiet about who I am for the longest life and show them this is the way they want me to be, so I'm going to be that image. I kind of feel like that way with like current work and stuff like that. Like,
you just have a protective barrier where it's protective. Like, you want to be able to save face, mm, and not be able to have anything,
right,
you know, that's a, right, conflict,
like, pick
go
and choose
on
your battles, really.
Yeah, it is, yeah, picking and choosing your battles.
Well, right, and it's because, like, you know, sexual orientation is not a protected status in most, yeah, states, so there's a very real fear in the LGBT plus community,
right, yeah,
you know. You have to be careful. Like, I want to keep my job, and
exactly,
I have to pay my bills.
Yeah,
you
know? And like, but we all have to live, right, and we all have to be able to pay our bills and get through everyday life. And
sure,
we have everyday needs that are meant, like, we have to meet. So I understand,
and that's why, like, we do have gay pride, mm-hmm, you know, because people are like, oh, why don't we have a straight pride? Well, you don't have to worry about your job. You don't have to worry about. You know, being persecuted, or, you know, having, you know, someone saying, oh, you're fired for whatever reason. Like,
yeah,
we actually have to live through that.
Yeah. That was going to be my next question, is how do you guys feel about some straight people saying, well, we should have straight pride?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Every single day you have a straight pride.
Yeah.
You can go into public. You can go to a wedding, a straight couple wedding, and kiss each other, or go to a church, or go to any kind of event in public and kiss your loved one if you're straight. But if you do that, if you're gay, you get looked at differently, you get treated differently.
Yeah.
And it's not equal. And that's why we have gay pride, because it is the one time that we can, as a gay person, I can go to a straight person and go, oh, I'm better than you.
I fucking love that.
I'm I'm gay. You're not. You know,
this is my day. You're here to celebrate me.
Right. But it's all about equality. So like, any straight person could be at a gay pride event and you'll be accepted no matter what.
It is. If you guys are listening to this and you have never been to a pride parade, a pride weekend festival, yeah, anything like that, I highly suggest that you do it. I mean, this is a podcast of two straight women, and yes, we celebrate, we come to pride. It is just a weekend filled with just amazing vibes.
Right, love.
Everybody, it's love, it's love. Acceptance. It's just, absolutely. It's just, it brings so many people together. It's like super overwhelmingly emotional lots of times.
Yeah, I'm not going to cry. Yeah.
No, we're not going to cry.
No crying today, no.
But it is. It is a lot of rainbows. It's a lot of like costumes. It's a lot of dressing up, but it's also a lot of love.
Yes.
And so that's the most, like, there is no other kind of weekend ever except for Pride where it's like this much love and like this much.
The kids out there.
With the kids, yeah, the exactly. People. And it's like everybody is coming together for this one moment, this one cause. And it's just beautiful. It's just celebrating people.
Yes. Absolutely.
Celebrating people. We're all people. Let's
all
celebrate each other.
We should all fucking love each other.
Yeah.
No matter what. No matter what.
Right.
All right, so
I forgot what that question was. To
the straight pride feelings.
Oh yeah.
Oh god, we totally went off on a tangent. That's cool. Yeah. That's what we're
do you have feelings on that?
Yes, I feel that everyone has a right 100% to be proud of who they are. So I don't think there's anything wrong with having a sense of straight pride. I think there very much should be a pride in being
whoever
heterosexual.
You are.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There you should be very proud of that. But the pride also needs to be qualified because you didn't fight for the rights to be heterosexual.
Yes,
you
right.
did not. You have never had someone, you know, like slander you or had to fear like being beat up or mugged or anything because right. of
yeah.
because of who you love.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. So I mean, yes, absolutely. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of being heterosexual, being straight. But by the same token, realize that a gay pride month, the gay pride celebration has been the fruits of countless years of struggle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was no struggle to be heteronormative. It's the
that's
majority
that's
of the population.
Quote unquote, how everyone's supposed to be born. Not
right.
true.
Exactly.
Not true.
Exactly.
But not true. Yeah. So I have, if you guys are willing to answer.
Yeah.
What has been probably your worst experience? It's not going to be happy, but like, would you be willing to share with people just so everyone can kind of get a sense of like what you guys go through? Is what has been your worst experience, maybe like out somewhere with a significant other, with a boyfriend? Have you had anybody approach you in an inappropriate way, say something,
right,
or do something to you that you would be willing to share?
In terms of more of like a discrimination
yes.
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Oklahoma Baptist University in my attempts to pray the gay away, which yeah. obviously failed.
Yeah. Do not pray the gay away,
it does
guys.
Not work.
Don't do it.
Back to that. But I had a few instances where people yelled faggot out of their dorm room windows, out of cars as they drove past. And I know that's not a super severe, it was not any kind
yeah,
of physical situation.
Were you outwardly gay at that point?
No, I had not come out at that
See,
point.
See, and that is okay. so, that is just a word that should not be used ever. I mean, that's just like someone throwing out the N-word. If I'm walking down the street, yeah. you cannot sit there and scream that out at me.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Not a word that should be screamed out at anybody.
Well, yeah, people tend to minimize the connotations of where these words came from. And
yeah.
the word faggot literally comes from a bundle of sticks that was used to start a fire. So essentially you're saying
Shit.
That gay people deserve to be burned.
I didn't even
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
So it is for any children that did not know what that meant, that is where that comes from. So that is why I personally do not believe in reclaiming words like that. Let's let them lie. Let's let them go away.
Yes.
There's language evolves and changes all the time. So let's let words that are hurtful like that just die.
Please.
Please do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that either. No. We're over here. We don't know what's going on. It's cool.
Yeah. Because that's what they used to say like back in the day. Like that's when it said faggot, it was a bundle of sticks.
Yeah, that's
I would say, like, for me personally, like, no matter what other people say, or like you see on Facebook or social media. I would say for me, it was personally with my mother, mm-hmm. like telling me, looking at me and crying, saying I was going to hell.
I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that.
Right. For it's not for a decision that I made. Like, it's just who I am. So yeah. like knowing, so saying my mom or disappointing my mom in that I was gay kind of probably hurt me the most, because like, I don't want to disappoint my mom. You know, I might think that she's incorrect in her statement.
Yeah.
But her crying and her personal believing that I was doomed.
Yeah.
Probably hurt me the most.
Like, it's almost enough for you to be like, no, I'm just kidding. Like, right. But I'm not going to take it back, but I want to take it back because I'm hurting you right. so much.
Yeah. But I think I was at that point when I told her, it was like, this is who I am. And I love you, Mom. And I hope you love me no matter what. But her saying that to me probably killed me the most, because no one ever wants to disappoint their mother. No one ever wants to disappoint their parents. But you kind of get the point of being like, you know what? I love you, Mom, and I hope you love me too. And I think after how many so years afterwards, it's still a struggle for her. It's still a struggle for her to accept me. And, I think for her to say I love you unconditionally.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of change, but it's slow.
I think it's just like a building and like just kind of like getting used to it. And I mean, it's something new and it's not something that she ever thought like she was going to have to deal with.
Right.
But I mean, that is like a blow. Like,
right.
I don't want to disappoint my mom ever. When she looks at me or says something, I'm like, no.
one thing that I think that did really hurt me was for my mother. My partner and I, we've been together for 5.5 years. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother actually didn't pass away. She passed away a couple years ago, or a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But 6 months ago, she said to my sister, like, I don't want Jerry to go to the funeral of my grandmother, who's still alive. And I was like, and I heard that she said that. And I was like, you're wanting to not allow someone to the funeral of someone who passed away yet.
So she just like even to pay respect. Like, yeah.
And I was thinking, like, how could you be that way to someone, my partner, Jerry, who loves my family to death?
Who is the sweetest guy ever.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want him to be a part of your family?
Right. wouldn't allow someone to a funeral. And, you know, unfortunately, my grandma did pass away about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And he went to the funeral and everything. But knowing that, say, 6 months ago, my mother had a feeling that, he shouldn't be going to the funeral, or he shouldn't be there because it might make my family ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
My mom doesn't want to answer questions. So,
I mean, that's usually like, but that's literally usually the most problems is someone does, when they're not like fully there accepting, they don't want to answer questions for people. So that's mostly why they're like, no, keep it in the closet, keep it behind the closed doors.
It's
like,
too much
this
trouble.
Is family business, our intimate family. No one else needs to know.
Right. And it's almost like they haven't completely dealt with it themselves. So they're like, I don't even know how to answer those questions or to explain that to someone else. So I don't even want to take the effort to try.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. All right. So do you guys have anything else that you would like to say before we kick you off and bring in some other people?
Right.
Really, I love this month. It's just so much fun, and just the love that everyone can bring together. And it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight. I don't care what you are. It's just one
just
of those.
Just be you.
Just be you. And I kind of wish like every single month was like this.
I know, because it's so happy. It's so much fun. It's just celebrating people. It's literally just celebrating people.
Exactly. So if you're straight and you're like, I'm not gay, so I shouldn't participate, like, participate in this.
Yeah.
If you're whatever you feel like you are, I don't care. Just do it. And it's so much fun
just
to be part of it.
Be yourself.
And go to a local pride parade and you'll be like, wait, I've been missing this my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is awesome.
It's so much fun. You get drunk with friends,
single year.
Listen to a lot of music.
Yes.
Just water, the happy. Bubbles, yeah. just the colors, and you will never say like, oh, I'm so mad I went to a gay pride parade. You're never saying that.
All right. No, I don't think those are words that I've ever heard someone say that I brought to a gay pride parade. Never, ever, ever.
Right.
What about you, Jordan? You have any words that you would like to say?
Yeah, I definitely echo everything Ryan said, but I think we just need to be cautious or conscious rather of like keeping that mindset of pride and happiness and celebration throughout the year. Like, yes, let's bring it out, like bring out your rainbows and everything during June and during Pride Month, but
should always like, be able to always, celebrate ourselves and live out
for sure. Always celebrate yourself. Yes. Like you are the only you in the world, you know? So make sure that you are yourself to the fullest and aren't trying to be what someone else wants you to be.
Yeah. So, okay. So just real quick for you, you just started a blog. Do you want to shout out your blog?
Yes.
Yeah. I do have a new blog on WordPress. It is the Borderline of Healing, and it's about my my journey with a very, very difficult breakup that I was with a man who has I believe has borderline personality disorder, and it's a very real, very difficult situation to work through. So if anyone wants to check that out, be sure to go follow.
All right.
Yay.
All right. Thanks for Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. So we are back with a couple more people.
Brianna Joy in the house.
All right. So basically what we're just doing, we're just sitting down and like talking about pride and what is most like,
right?
Well, with those two, we asked them like what's important about it to them. And we kind of asked them like what they've struggled with and what they want people to hear. So are both of you straight? I know she is.
I'm bisexual.
Okay, bisexual. Okay,
enjoy.
So
I'm it's a Kinsey scale. So I'm I say straightish.
Straightish. Yeah.
Okay, straightish is good.
Depending.
I see nothing wrong with it.
So I would like to start with, I guess, whoever wants to go first, but what is y'all's favorite part of Pride? What brings you to it?
Well, I can say my favorite part is I grew up, my dad is the only straight kid. So his brother and his sister are both gay. And so my entire life I've grown up with, you know, my gay uncle and my lesbian aunt. And I remember when I was in kindergarten, I've always known my aunt and uncle were gay. It was something that we weren't apparently supposed to know until we were older, but kids know.
Yeah.
But I remember talking about, I used to spend a week every summer with my aunt, and she would take us to Six Flags, and she's my favorite aunt in the entire world. And I remember talking about her when I was in kindergarten and people being like, well, if she's a lesbian, like, isn't that weird that you were like left alone? And it always made me think like, what is wrong with you that you would think that?
Just because you're a lesbian doesn't mean that you're going to go after your niece.
Yeah. Well, no,
you're just a person. It's just like normal aunts and uncles do not go after their nephews and nieces.
No one ever asked that. Like, oh, you spent time with your uncle? Is that not weird? Yeah. Like, no one asked that. So it was,
So
for me, it's the fact that people now don't ask me that. They're like, oh, you have this. And my aunt is so amazing. She is, to this day, one of my favorite people. She's one of my idols. She is a graphic designer in Dallas, Texas, and she is absolutely amazing. She has fought for not only herself, but she is one of the advocates for me and my sister our entire lives. And she doesn't have kids of her own. We're basically kind of her kids. Mm-hmm. And she's one of my idols to this day. And I love the fact that now it's normal. People aren't asking me like, oh, you spend time with your lesbian aunt, which I like, again, like I said, oh, you spend time with your uncle. How weird. Like, it's not. No. Get over it. Yeah. So and that's been my whole life. And to be honest, as a straight-ish asterisk woman, I'm more uncomfortable in a room full of straight men than I am.
Amen.
Exactly.
Yes. No pun intended.
Than anything else. So it's like my whole life being surrounded by these men that view me as a person and not a sexual object, and around these women who are attracted to other women, but they don't view me as that way. They view me as who I am. It's so amazing to have these friends that there's never any of those issues. It's I see you, you see me, and we love each other for who we are, not for where we can put our shit, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I second that. I feel so much more comfortable in a room full of gay men than straight men. That makes me uncomfortable, especially if they're eyeing me. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Well, and I'm more comfortable in a room full of lesbians because you, like, a lesbian will come to me like, you're beautiful. And you'll be like, you're beautiful. They'll be like, are you straight? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, cool. Walk away. Done. Yeah. Like, lesbians are so, like, they just want to tell you you're beautiful.
There's no, like, well, you haven't slept with me.
Right. Have you tried it? And I'll say, I have definitely had straight men who have walked up to me and just said, hey, I'm not trying to be creepy. I think you're beautiful. There are those straight men and they're hashtag not all men. We totally get it. But if you need to say the hashtag not all men, then you are all men. Yeah, it is you.
It's
definitely you. Exactly. So, I mean, I've had that. But I will be honest, anytime a strange man walks up to me on the street corner, I'm going to tense up.
Oh, definitely. Nothing makes me feel more uncomfortable than walking at, like, especially like at night by myself or anything like that, and there being a man that approaches me. I may not be able to tell off the bat if it's a straight man, whatever, but the more than likely, if they're approaching me as a single female walking by myself, it is.
They don't
meet and it's very uncomfortable.
Well, and I'm going to be really honest. It's white men for me, because I know that if... because there is so much racism and issues in this country, if a black man approaches me, people are going to be watching out. If a white man approaches me and does anything, people are going to be like, oh, it's fine. Like, no, it's fucking not. And that's the guy that's not going to get arrested. That's the guy that's not going to go to prison. That's the guy you got to watch out for.
Exactly.
The guy who's shooting people.
Exactly. Yes,
in today's time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Ooh, okay.
We just got deep, guys.
We got deep for a second.
My favorite part is the community. I don't come from a whole lot of acceptance for anything outside of the Baptist social norm of the South. But I can come here and I can feel like a person and with a name and an identity, and no one questions it.
Right.
And to follow up on that point of feminine security, I feel like at Pride, especially, I can set my drink down and not panic. Because I'm safe.
Yeah.
And I really like the safety of Pride. Everyone is safe. Everyone is loved. Everyone is accepted.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. That is definitely true. Mm-hmm. So I would say, what did we ask? What was the other question that we asked them?
What would be, say, one of your biggest struggles that you, well, no, actually.
No.
No.
It was another one.
The hardest one? Like the biggest experience?
Yeah.
I think that's
was the worst experience?
That's right.
That I guess. Well, okay. So you said you're bi. I know that you are
straight-ish.
So you both have experiences. So have you ever experienced a time that was? I mean, it was just negative.
Oh, absolutely. My grandmother was rather alcoholic in nature and also relatedly abusive, and I went on my first date with my first open girlfriend, and she responded by beating me.
Oh my gosh.
Physically, in the home right before I went on my date with a black eye. But my girlfriend at the time said, well, let's go to Walgreens, and she got makeup and she helped me cover it up, and then we went on our date. Shit. But yeah, that was, I would say, the worst experience I ever had. The rest of my family had an adjustment period, but definitely not the same. But yeah, being physically beaten for identifying as something other than heterosexual female would be my worst.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. And, you know, I don't have really any contact with her because essentially she wasn't able to grow past that difficulty and find acceptance. But the rest of my family has come around and they're happy with it. And I've had a relationship with a couple of trans individuals, and that was met with acceptance. And so past that first experience, it became a lot more accepting, and they realized, oh, wait, they really are actually just people. And I can treat them like that.
Right? Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing is everyone is a person. It doesn't matter. They are a person.
Deserving of respect.
Yes, deserving of respect. I mean, that's all we have to do in this world is walk around and respect each other, even if we don't like each other, even if we don't agree with what people are doing. Yeah, like, you still have to respect each other.
Like RuPaul says, everybody say love. Yes.
Definitely. So what about you, Joy? Anything?
Nothing like that. And, just, I have to say that if you do experience anything like that, call someone like Legal Aid. Call someone that, if you have a law school anywhere near you, most of them have something called a VPO clinic, a Victims Protective Order clinic, that will help you. Always look out for those resources. They are there. They are there that will be for free, low income, whatever. If you've ever experienced any type of domestic violence, you do have help.
Yeah, you're not alone. Which is really good, especially like now in our community in Dallas, like it's very dangerous for anybody to be out.
I grew up in Norman, and there is a VPO clinic every week at the Norman Cleveland County Courthouse, where people will sit there and help you fill out for a protective order against someone who is treating you that way.
Oh, over there around Maine?
Yes. For me, I as a straight-ish asterisk woman, I will say the hardest thing for me is, you know, sometimes when you are with men, they ask you, hey, let's have sex. Like, no, I don't really feel like it. Okay, well, how about we just fool around? Well, how about, and they kind of go down this list of, okay, if you're not comfortable with this, how about this? How about this? How about this? And you feel kind of pressured to do something. And it's like, you said no to one, you said no to two, you said no to three. So by the time you get to the fourth, you're kind of like, all right, fine, I'll like being do this.
Annoyed with it. Yeah, being annoyed with it and over it.
Yeah, and you're just like, okay, fine, go away, but I'll do this so you go away.
And it's not necessarily that you're into it, but it's also like, I agreed, I did it because I felt like I couldn't say no again. Yeah. And that is something that I think people don't talk about a lot, that it's not okay. If someone says no, kind of leave them alone. Don't keep going down that line of, okay, well, how about this? How about this? How about that?
Yeah.
Take their no as a no.
I have definitely.
13-year-old heterosexual son, and that's, we talk about consent daily, that it is not a discussion. When if she is not having fun, you are not having fun, and you are done. And then, but that's how we have to raise our children these days to change the world.
Yeah. Definitely. Everything has to be approached with, it has to be consensual for both parties. That's the only way, because otherwise you're going to run into trouble and you need to protect your kids. So teaching them that, you're protecting them in the future because you don't want them to be part of this.
And I can't live with the idea of raising a male that doesn't understand the baseline of human rights that not only just a woman, but that any human being has, that you enter into any activity with.
Yeah, because that doesn't just go for women. It goes for men, too. And this is like people, I mean, it has to become more normal for men to be like, to come out and express that stuff has happened and be comfortable with saying, like, I'm not comfortable with this. This was not something that I agreed to, because it is becoming more normal for women to come out and say it. But it's also just as much of a problem for men, too.
And it doesn't. It's really sad that men aren't okay necessarily to say no. It's like, well, why would you say no to sex? Man, you're entitled to say no.
Yeah, everybody's entitled to say no.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you less of a man.
Mm-mm.
No.
Absolutely. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you're not into it. Like,
you are human.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. Everyone is human. And that's also, like, built into girls, because I've heard girls say, like, well, so-and-so said no to me. There must be something wrong with him.
Oh, yes.
No. I'm sorry, but how many times do girls say no?
Sometimes you think so-and-so said no. There must be something wrong with me.
Yeah.
Men aren't supposed to. And I'm using the air quotes here. Men aren't supposed to say no. But that's, men aren't just as entitled to say no.
With three children, I say no so much.
With no children, I say no so much.
Life is hard.
I mean, I say no to my dogs, guys. Let's be real.
No, I don't. My dogs lay on top of me 24/7. I'm like, I can't move. I need to eat, but my dog's on top of me. And I can't say no.
So, yeah. They didn't ask, but I'm fine with it.
Don't disturb the dog. Someone feed me.
Yes.
Please, yes.
Cannot disturb the animals. They're just so cute.
If there are any innocents in this world, it's the dogs.
Yes.
We do not deserve dogs.
No, we don't. That is one thing that humans don't deserve on the majority of the level is dogs. But so you guys have anything else that you would like to say before we skip out?
Yeah, we're gonna kick some
more. It gets better. It gets better every day. Every day that you are your authentic self. RuPaul says, I listen to his podcast, and I love podcasts. Yay for this podcast. Every day that you are your authentic self, you bring your tribe closer to you, and you will find the people that vibrate with you, but you have to be you, regardless of what people say.
Genuinely, oh, definitely.
Unapologetically.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you are already beautiful.
Yes.
Well, and to follow up on the RuPaul, as you know, my Lord and Savior RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love anybody else? And that's the thing.
That is words to freaking live by.
And don't fuck it up.
Yes, do not fuck it up.
But okay, like, we don't deserve dogs. We don't deserve RuPaul.
Yes, RuPaul is a jewel.
Be who you are and love who you are, and people will love you. Don't change who you are for someone to love you.
No, baby.
Love yourself, and other people will love you.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you guys, yes, both of you, for coming on. We are so excited to have you. Yes. And yes.
And happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy, like, 4 years celebrating with you, Krista.
Yes, happy 4 years celebrating with you. Okay, so really just the first question to both of you is, like, what does Pride mean to you, and why do you think it's so important to celebrate?
For me, it's about being able to be out with your people. I mean, you just get to walk around, and I can walk around the street. I don't ever have to look over my shoulder and wonder what somebody's going to be doing or thinking. And, you know, you just see families out and everything. It's just a great time, like, where everybody just comes together. And I was saying this last night, it's like New Year's for me. How most people, like, oh, you need to put all your issues aside. It's a new year. Let's start again. That's Pride for me.
Yeah. And it's just like celebrating with everybody. It's celebrating people. Mm-hmm. That just makes it so much better, because it's not one specific person. Mm-hmm. It's not one specific event, one specific holiday. It's just basically celebrating people all together.
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
This is what we were saying earlier. Just like, you see the kids out there just having a great time with their families and stuff. And
yeah.
So it's like everybody comes together.
Yeah. Sure. So, Amber, what would you say is what makes Pride important to you?
I think the best thing for me to see is just the fact that everyone could just be themselves and nobody judges them, because I feel like, even though, especially with us and our friends, we're inclusive and we don't care what your orientation is, but like, society, even though we've come a long way, sometimes people have to hide stuff. And for work or for family or whatever. But when they come here, it's like, Pride is for everyone, whatever you are. I mean, I'm a straight white girl, so even I get to celebrate Pride with the people I love, the people who may not fit into societal norms. So
right.
For me, that's the best part of it, just seeing everybody.
Yeah, and just being able to, like, come together as a community. It's, like, so much love. Like, that's what we were talking about earlier. It's just, like, the love that you feel just in the air. Everything, yeah. Yeah. So I know, people don't know, but Amber is straight. She's married. Jamel is my brother. This is Krista speaking. Jamel's my brother, and he is at home.
What? Gayer than the sun can shine.
Yes. I mean, I was going to put it in nicer terms, but if that's what you want to say, that's what you want to say.
Yeah, and I'll say I am straight, but I am married to somebody who identifies as bisexual, which is not something I ever really thought about before I was, you know, an adult and met somebody that was. And I think sometimes I don't necessarily know if I can share that with people, because some people have a weird reaction to it. But, like, here it doesn't matter. But, like, otherwise, I don't necessarily broadcast that information. And it's kind of sad that I feel that way sometimes.
Yeah.
There's preconceived notions about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially for men. I think men more than women get that.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Which is ridiculous. Like, live your life. Be whoever you want to be. Like, it doesn't matter whether it's guys or girls. But. So what would you say, Jamel, what's been your worst experience, like, dealing with discrimination, anything like that?
I mean, there's a lot of different stories. I'm a gay black guy. So, you know, there's many facets of my life that have been touched by both of those. You know, I go into stores and people follow me. I've been asked to empty my pockets coming out of stores just for being the color that I am. And then for talking the way I talk. People will call me a sissy, or, you know, there's no one single event. That's what's sad about it. It's just something that you, honestly, you learn to live with.
Which is why, I mean, this is kind of why this weekend or this month exists, Pride Month exists, because we need to stop that from happening.
Right.
In any facet. I mean, race, gender, anything like that.
Orientation,
right? Orientation, yes. Sexual orientation, any of that. Like, we have to stop this from happening.
And who knows why it does anymore. It has absolutely nothing to do with their life. So why the fuck are they worried about it, right?
No, I mean, and it's like, I'm a black girl that dates a lot of white men. And so I get a lot of looks. And do like get followed around and like get just as a couple. I mean, I've had people follow us and stare at like me and a significant other who is white, like stare at us in a store or like anywhere. It's weird. It's awkward. And it's like, I'm not sure what to do. It's.
Yeah. No, my ex-husband, he was white. And when I went to go meet his family for the first time, it was not uncomfortable because we were in a gay relationship. It was uncomfortable because he didn't tell them that I was black before I got there.
Right.
And so, you know, not only am I a guy coming with a guy, but all of a sudden I'm a black guy.
Interracial as well.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, definitely. My ex-husband was white, and I remember when I went to meet some of his family for the first time, I remember getting someone coming up and telling me, it doesn't matter what anybody else says, I accept you.
Well, thank you.
I didn't even know what that meant when he first said it because it took me so off guard. Yeah. And then I realized I was like, oh, he's saying that because I'm black. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you now. Didn't realize that that was the thing that I needed to worry about. But okay. And we're at a funeral. But okay.
Right. Glad they let you know you didn't have to worry about it.
I know. Yeah. I didn't think that that was going to be even anywhere on anyone's mind at that moment. But yeah. Apparently it was.
Of course. I mean, it always is, sadly, until, like, the older generations die out and we quit teaching our kids to hate because they're not born that way.
Yeah.
Quit teaching our kids to hate.
Oh, definitely. So what would you say, like, what would you give advice to somebody, like, who hasn't come out or is struggling to come out?
You know, that's a hard question because coming out now is so different from when I did. My mom was always very accepting and there was never a doubt that she had anything wrong with gays, but societal pressures told me that when I came out, I wouldn't have a relationship with her anymore. And it's just,
right.
You know, societal pressures hit you so hard that you know who the person is and you know what they think, but you don't believe it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I did it on Thanksgiving and came home, didn't bring my bags into the house. I knew I was going to tell my mom. I wouldn't tell my stepdad.
You were conditioned to what you've been hearing the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in North Texas is a very conservative
part
of the world. And, you know, you just, when I was younger, you didn't come out like that. And now, you know, kids get to dress how they want, express themselves the way they want.
Right.
And, you know, gays are on TV and not stereotyped roles.
Yeah. Yes.
It's normal.
It's normal. And it's like even commercials, like everybody is like, this is just the new family. This is what we are now.
Right. And that's where you have to trust your gut.
Yeah.
If you know deep down how your family is, how they react to that kind of stuff or how they believe and you know it's not an issue, it's not going to be an issue when you tell them.
Yeah. And your mom was always supportive though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I mean, we lucked out, especially with our mom because she is very supportive of basically whatever. Basically whatever we do, and to a fault kind of, but
yes.
She's fucking got you though, like,
yeah, she'll have her back, but right. I mean, to a fault, she will be like, oh, you murdered someone, well, you're still my child.
Still love you.
Where did you bury the body? Gotta make sure you don't get caught,
right?
I don't know, is there anything else that you want to say before you get out besides happy pride?
No, happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride.
Yay. So basically, like, we're just asking a couple questions and just answer them however you want. But so first question, whoever wants to answer first is, what does Pride mean to you? I know, too.
I think Pride means a lot more than what is expected. Many people think it's like, oh, yeah, you get to be on your in your underwear and act all slutty. But I mean, yes, it is funny, but to me, Pride is way more than that. It means we get to be represented. We get to be noticed in this society.
Mm-hmm.
Pride is to me, from the moment of the Stonewall, is like, yes, we need our rights. We need to be seen as human beings more than anything. more than a label, more than being gay, more than being bisexual, binary, whatever. We need to be represented as human beings because we are part of society. So that's, exactly, that's what it means to me.
So, okay, for anybody that is listening that doesn't know, could you explain what Stonewall is?
Stonewall basically, to me, I mean, I've seen part of documentaries and part of what it started. It's basically a cry out to be seen, to be heard, to be noticed instead of being oppressed.
Uh-huh.
I think gay people have been oppressed for a long, long time to where they just, like, my mom is a pastor. And as her being a pastor, I just feel like we've been pushed away even from religion itself. Stonewall represents, like, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you believe and what you think, we are creation. We are part of this world. And you have to respect us.
Because we're all people.
All people, exactly.
Yeah. So what do you have, Allie?
What do I have? What does pride mean to me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what pride means to me as an ally.
Yes.
Is that I am supportive and representative of the people in my life, my friends and family that are gay, lesbian, etc. Mm-hmm. And that I'm supporting them and making sure that they have a voice in everything, because they, like Jerry said, they are human and they have rights.
Right.
It doesn't matter who you want to sleep with.
Right.
And it's very important to me that you live your life the way you want to and without being afraid.
Right.
Yes, very much so. So what we've also been asking other people is, I guess for you, Jerry, is there a story of any discrimination or anything of that nature that you would like to share?
I don't think discrimination in a fact of societal concept. I think more discrimination within my family.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, I mean, my mom is a pastor, and from a very quote unquote Christian upbringing, to me, everything was normal until the point to where I was rejected for just even commenting that I had a dream about, you know, with a friend. I had a sexual relationship with a friend. Immediately, my mom, said that it was a demon inside of me. So at the age of like 12 or 13, to be told that you have a demon inside you is just very traumatizing. It was very hard to understand what being gay was until the age of 28.
Really?
The concept of being gay was very, very secluded. It wasn't very normal. To me, it was just, oh, there's a demon inside you. You have to get it free in order to be straight, to be normal, in mm-hmm. order to live a normal life.
Wow. That's like super intense.
Yes.
I know.
Coming from your parent, like the person that's bringing you up, the one you trust, the one that you look in the highest regard.
It seems like that's a lot of the stories that we've gotten tonight, is a lot of it isn't even from outside people. It's from people that are closest to them.
Right.
Like, yes. Yeah.
And that makes the struggle even harder.
Sure.
Because it's family. I mean, can't go against the family.
No, you don't choose your family.
No, you don't choose your family. You don't get that choice ever.
No.
So I would ask you, I mean, what are you going to say to that?
Well, I was just going to say, I have something to add to that. Mm-hmm. Is I have a family member that will likely not come out until her grandparents pass away.
Really?
Because
of that.
Of religious.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Issues. You know, she came to Pride with us a couple years ago here.
Yeah.
And one of her friends was like, oh, are we going to hook her up? And I was like, you know, until she comes out to me.
Right.
It's her life and I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just know that if she does ever come out to be happy and everything, that it will be after our grandparents pass away, because she doesn't want to upset them in any way.
Right.
I think that is like the hardest thing ever. It's just like that you don't want to disappoint your family because those are the people that have always been there for you. You kind of really don't know how to separate your life from your family. That's the hardest thing ever.
And I honestly think that if she came out now, like, they wouldn't be disappointed in her. They would love her the way that she is. But that fear keeps people, you know, holds people back. Keeps
it does. Sure. Do you think that it holds her back in her life, like, doing that?
100%.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because there are some people, like, you really can't tell if it holds them back. They're just kind of not saying it, but they're still living the life. But there are some people who basically just pretend like that is not a part of them.
Like, I mean, I don't know specifically, but I would guess it'd be some side of sort of anxiety that you just can't shake as long as you're not able to be who you are.
I think that's a huge part of her life.
Yeah.
It's anxiety because she can't share.
And
who
that
she truly is.
Affects everything. Yeah. Everything, your relationships, your work, everything that you do. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really, you can't shake the anxiety as long as you're with that family. Unless your family accepts you just the way you are, you live with that anxiety no matter what. You love your family. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
They're your blood, and you love them no matter what. But at the same time, you have to, unfortunately, you have to play a role in order to make them be at peace. And I know it sounds not very accepting, even in the gay community, but at the same time, you want to keep your family close.
But you're still trying to live, like, in the end, you're still trying to live a peaceful life, and you're still trying to do it in a way that you can function as a person.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like, yes, you want to be open and you want to be free, but at the same time, it's like, you don't want to have to deal with every single day the pushback.
Correct.
Yeah.
You learn how to live walking on eggshells, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is horrible.
Yes.
It's a horrible way to live at all. Yeah, it's really not.
Yeah.
It's awful. And no one wants to do that. No one should ever like force or make someone or just be that person that they have to live differently because of you.
Right.
Like,
and
I don't want to do that.
I respect a lot of my friends where they say that, you know, you just have to be out. And if your parents do not accept you, you could just reject them. I come from a completely different culture. I'm mm-hmm. Hispanic,
mm-hmm.
and family is number one, no mm-hmm. matter what. Family is number one, and you have to keep the family happy.
Yeah.
I think the piece that I have set in my mind is that my family already knows that I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
Already knows that I have a partner that I love for the past 5 years or so. They already know that, and that puts peace in my mind. If they want to accept it, great. If they don't want to accept it, that's their lives. I really don't care.
Yeah.
To me, my goal is to make them happy. And for the last few years that they have, whatever, because they're already over their 60 years old, I have to make sure that they live a happy life. But if at this point in time, I don't want to struggle with the situation of confronting them constantly because it's not my right to oppress their freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that they're happy till the day that they die.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm happy knowing that they already know. Unfortunately, most gay people are plus binary. They cannot accept that. But I learned how to accept the fact that I make them happy. I'm supposed to honor my mother and father,
yeah,
according to the scriptures, and that's the way I live my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I'm going to live my life till the end of time. I mean, if they die and they weren't happy, that's their... I mean, that's their life.
Yeah. All you know is that you lived your life exactly how you felt like you should, and that's
exactly
all you can do.
Exactly.
We can't control everybody else, right, because if we tried that, we would die trying to do that.
You would be miserable the rest of your life. You can't change every single person, but if you let the people that are close to you know
mm-hmm.
who you are, at least,
and
they
then
know.
They know, and then they have to deal with it, and they have to live with
they
it. But you don't have to.
Way.
You don't have to live with the secret anymore.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You just go about it, and it is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So before we go, is there anything else that you guys would like to say or hear?
I mean, no, not really.
Not really. We're ready to go drink and dance and have some fun. So we
I
are.
I think the last thing I like, This is the first time I do a podcast, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
The only thing I have to let any Christian, because I come from the Christian faith, any Christian person struggling to come out is you are loved no matter what, even outside the Christian community. Even though you can't find a community just like the one that you were raised, know that there are still people out there that have morals and values and people that would really care about your life and help you find the right path. Not everybody's the same, not even in the gay community.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody has their own journey, and there's still people that could help you find that journey for you.
Yeah.
So that's
That's awesome. No, that is awesome, because I know that there are some people out there that need to hear that and want to hear that. Because we had this conversation earlier, you cannot pray away the gay.
Cannot.
Let's not do that. We cannot pray away the gay. No. Yes. But you can still be religious and be gay and still hold to your values, your morals, everything that's personal to you and your family, and still be your normal self, natural self.
Right.
But all right, so I think that's all we have. So we are going to sign off for now, but I hope you guys enjoyed this just as much as we enjoyed recording it today, because it's awesome. But we are ready to go out and spend the rest of the day dancing and enjoying and loving people and having fun. So we are going to end this and be like, happy Pride!
Happy Pride! Woo!